Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto, for December 6, 2025. Today, we focus on key market moves, institutional trends, and regulatory developments shaping crypto markets. Bitcoin recently dipped below $90,000, dropping from the $94,000 to $95,000 range earlier this week. After significant selling pressure, Bitcoin currently holds steady around $92,000. This decline coincides with nearly $500 million in liquidations across exchanges within 24 hours, including about $420 million in long positions, impacting over 140,000 traders. Market participants are closely watching the critical $84,000 support level, with breaches potentially indicating deeper bearish momentum. Spot Bitcoin ETFs saw notable outflows of $194.6 million on December 5, the highest in 2 weeks. BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust absorbed $113 million of that total, extending a concerning five-week outflow streak that has removed $2.8 billion from the ETF market. Institutional demand appears waning, with U.S. ETF inflows dropping to $59 million on December 3. Despite these outflows, the broader crypto market capitalization has increased by 7% since November 23, now touching approximately $3.2 trillion. Indicating fluctuating investor sentiment amid volatility. The decentralized finance sector has experienced a substantial contraction, from a peak of $237 billion total locked value in Q3 2025. DeFi has shed $55 billion in the last 2 months, yet wallet participation has grown beyond 14.2 million addresses. Institutional actors continue accumulating Ethereum, while AI-powered DeFi platforms like TheoryQ's AlphaVault are gaining traction, signaling a shift to more passive and sophisticated investment strategies. Risk factors persist as volatility remains elevated, driven by large liquidations and ETF outflows. Concerns over regulatory compliance and market manipulation are underscored by incidents such as a bot-driven dollar wet token presale, where 70% of allocations were snapped up by a single actor controlling over 1,000 wallets. Adding to uncertainty is the disparity in inflation data, with official figures showing a 2.8% rise for September's Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, while real-time indicators estimate a lower 2.13%, complicating macroeconomic outlooks. On the regulatory front, progress on the Clarity Act continues to face hurdles in the U.S. Senate, while calls are growing for the MSCI to revise its exclusion of Bitcoin holding firms from its indices. Globally, the IMF has warned that expanding stablecoin usage risks undermining central bank monetary control, intensifying the need for robust regulatory frameworks. In corporate and market activity, Paribu acquired a majority stake in Coinmina in a transaction valuing the exchange at up to $240 million, aiming to expand its presence in Middle Eastern markets. Meanwhile, AlphaT plans a $420.69 million fundraising initiative, despite a challenging stock performance. Bitcoin miners face record margin pressures amid the current market cycle, with proxy stock performances declining and Ether derivatives volumes on CME now surpassing those of Bitcoin. Ethereum's network health has significant concerns following a 25% drop in validation participation after the Fusaka upgrade. A bug in the Prism consensus client is causing instability, placing Ethereum just 9% away from losing finality, which could affect transaction confirmations and network reliability. Looking ahead, traders and investors should keep a close eye on Bitcoin's key support levels, particularly the $84,000 mark. Monitoring liquidity trends in ETFs, institutional flows, and any regulatory advancements, especially regarding stablecoins and digital asset frameworks, will be critical for navigating the evolving landscape. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.